这个频道的老朋友都知道。
As everyone knows,
我是一边在做自媒体
I am a content creator.
一边在学习影视创作
While learning film and television creation.
那最近我在学调色哈
I've been learning color grading recently.
就是今天这一期我们把它调成这个纯影调的黑白色。
Today, we've chosen this pure black and white tone for this issue.
如果你把颜色全部去掉的话
If you remove all the colors,
就只能看到影调。
I can only see the shadows.
但是这个是非常非常难的。
But this is very, very difficult.
你看莱卡那个黑白跟你把单纯的饱和度去掉的那个黑白是很大不一样的。
You can see that the black and white from Laker is very different from the black and white you get by simply removing the saturation.
那今天我们来分享一下。
Today we're going to share.
昨天我在公众号上面的一篇文章的一小部分。
Yesterday, a small part of an article I wrote on my WeChat.
也是作为我们今天晚上直播的一个。主题的一个引流吧。
Also, as a topic for our tonight's live broadcast,
我们尤其是中国人。
We are especially Chinese people.
就是中国文化里面。
This is within Chinese culture.
因为过去我们是从农业社会走过来的，农业社会。
Because we come from an agricultural society in the past.
因为人与人之间的联络是比较广的。
Because people have a wide range of connections.
他不存在个体的关系。
He doesn't have any individual relationships.
他更多的是家族或者家庭的这种连接。
It's more about the connection between family or clan.
因为人离开那个家庭。
Because a person left that family,
它是很难生存的。
It's hard to survive.
所以以前你看女性为什么在家庭里面的地位很难提高。
So, before it was difficult for women to improve their status in the family.
就是因为她是依附在这个家庭上面。
It's because he's dependent on this family.
然后在分家的这个过程当中
In the process of dividing the property,
你看分到家以后就没有再往下分了。
After you've reached a point where you can't divide further, you stop.
然后一个家有一个一家之主。
Then a family has a head of the household.
对吧
？Right.
那中国现在完成工业化以后
，After China has completed industrialization.
进入这种商业文明以后
After entering this commercial civilization,
我们遇到一个问题
We encountered a problem,
就是大家怎么活法
How should people live?
其实我这个自媒体一直以来
Actually, I as a self-media have always
就是从头到尾都在讨论这个事情
We've been discussing this issue from start to finish.
从第一期开始
Starting from the first episode
实际上就讨论了这个事情
Actually, this is about discussing this matter
那昨天相当于是我做自媒体这么多年的一个总结吧
Yesterday was really a summary of my self-media career for so many years
我个人觉得我已经摸到一个方向了
Personally, I think I found a direction.
就是如何摆脱这种外在的评价体系。
How to break free from this external evaluation system.
然后建立你自己内部的一个坐标系。
Then establish your own internal coordinate system.
一个人要活得好不好。
How should a person live?
就是他更多的倾向于聆听自己内心的声音。
It's more about listening to his inner voice.
如果你看到我的这个视频
If you see this video,
那可能你会比较幸运。
Then you might be lucky.
那我希望你早一点能够开启这样的一个评价体系。
I hope you can start such a rating system as soon as possible.
就是每一个人都应该按照自己的标准来评价自己。
Everyone should evaluate themselves according to their own standards.
那我们如何知道自己要什么呢？
So how do we know what we want?
就是我们可以从三个方面着手啊。
We can start from three aspects.
就是第一个，我真正欣赏的人是什么样的人？
What is the first person I truly admire?
其实我一旦明白这个事情以后，
Actually, once I understood this matter,
我再回过头，
and looked back,
我再看我年轻的时候啊，
I'm looking back at my younger days.
当然我现在不老啊。
Of course, I'm not old now.
然后或者二十多岁的时候。
Then, or around the age of 20.
三十多岁的时候。
In my 30s.
四十多岁的时候。
In their 40s.
我突然发现我每一次经过机场啊什么的。
I suddenly realized that every time I pass by an airport or something.
然后你知道机场有那种书店吗？
Then you know that there are bookstores in the airport.
然后我一看到那种什么商人啊，
Then I saw that merchant.
成功学啊那些书我就完全没有兴趣。
I have no interest in those success books.
但是我看到那些旅行啊，
But I saw those trips.
然后跟文艺方面的相关的书。
Then I read books related to the arts.
我就特别有兴趣。
I'm particularly interested.
实际上我那个时候没有意识到。
Actually, at that time I didn't realize it.
其实我真正内心欣赏的人。
Actually, the people I truly admire.
实际上是这种人。
In fact, it is this kind of person.
你看马云那个时候很火。
I saw that Jack Ma was very popular at that time.
对吧？
Right?
王健林很火。
Wang Jianlin is very popular.
但是我就是瞧不上他们。
But I still look down on them.
或者我对他一点感觉都没有。
Or I don't have any feelings for him.
然后在我的坐标系里面。
And in my coordinate system.
这种人就完全没有位置。
These people have no place here.
他就是连一个最二流的艺术家的位置他都没有。
He couldn't even get a position as a second-rate artist.
所以我欣赏的体系好像跟这些没有关系。
What I appreciate is that the system seems to be unrelated to these.
但是说实话，我以前没有意识到这一点。
But to be honest, I didn't realize this before.
那第二个就是你要知道，就是未来的五年。
The second one is that you need to know that in the next 5 years.
假设你要规划。
Assuming you are planning.
你希望你成为什么样的人？
What kind of person do you want to be?
我以前脑子里面浮现的画面。
The images that used to appear in my mind.
从来就没有过一个成功的商人或者赚很多钱。
There has never been a successful businessman or someone who made a lot of money.
买一个很大的房子。
Buy a big house.
然后开一个豪车。
And drive a luxury car.
买一堆名牌。
Buy a bunch of designer brands.
在我的脑子里面。
In my mind.
我现在回过头来想。
Now, when I look back.
我没有这种画面。
I don't have that image.
所以曾经有一段时间。
So, there was a period of time.
我自己把自己弄得非常邋遢。
I made myself very messy.
就是。后来我自己的员工都看不下去了。
Later, I couldn't bear it anymore. Even my own employees couldn't stand it.
我以前那个club里面， 我的一个员工。
My former employee in that club.
一个大美女啊。
Wow, she's so beautiful.
就是她有一天突然跟我讲说。
One day, she suddenly told me.
哎。
Oh.
老板，你这么穿，嫂子没有意见吗？
Boss, what do you think of my outfit?
她肯定是看不下去了。
She must be out of clothes.
我现在回过头来想。
Now, when I look back.
我靠。
Damn it.
我怎么会邋遢成那个样子？
How could I be so messy?
我完全没有意识到。
I have no idea.
因为我觉得好像我的内在的价值里面没有这种东西。
Because I feel like there's nothing like that in my inner value.
当然我今天可以做一个承诺哈。
Of course, I can make a promise today.
因为我现在年纪大了。
Because I am getting old now.
看，我的头发也白了哈。
Look, my hair is turning gray.
白头发也可以白。
But white hair is also fine.
白头发很帅呀，对吧？
White hair is handsome.
对吧？所以。
Right.
所以我现在开始要自己对自己有一点要求。
So I'm starting to have some requirements for myself now.
因为等一下我要讲为什么我要对自己有一点要求啊。
Because I'm going to talk about why I need to have some requirements for myself.
第三个。
Third.
你要问自己一个问题。
Ask yourself a question.
就是我的人生的成功的目标是什么？
What is the ultimate goal of my life?
或者成功的标准是什么？
What are the criteria for success?
因为不同的人对成功的标准是不一样的。
Because different people have different standards for success.
每一个人都有自己的标准。
Everyone has their own standards.
其实无可厚非。
Actually, there is nothing wrong with that.
因为我们这个社会现在被消费主义裹挟。
Because our society is now dominated by consumerism.
其实各个平台的自媒体都在拆解人性的恶。
In fact, self-media platforms on various platforms are all dissecting human nature's evil.
其结果是什么？
What are the results?
结果就是塑造了一个精致的利己主义的这么一个社会氛围。
The result is the formation of a refined and selfish social atmosphere.
然于人与人互相不信任。
Mutual distrust between people.
如果我们的社会慢慢变成这样一个社会，
If our society slowly becomes such a society,
我觉得没有人会觉得这样的社会是一个适合宜居的社会。
I don't think anyone would consider this society to be a livable one.
人人都觉得很不舒服。
Everyone felt very uncomfortable.
因为人与人之间没有信任。
Because there is no trust between people.
人与人都是每个人都是很自私的，考虑自己的一亩三分地。
Everyone is selfish and only considers their own interests.
整个社会会变成什么样呢？
What will the whole society become?
我也不知道现在是这个整个世界对我们误解。
I don't know if the whole world is misunderstanding us right now.
还是我们对整个世界误解啊？
Are we all just misunderstanding the whole world?
你看我们现在开放国门。
Do you think that we should open our borders now?
甚至对很多国家免签。
Even for many countries, it is visa free.
但是别人就不愿意过来玩。
But others don't want to come and play.
其实我自己作为一个中国人。
Actually, as a Chinese person,
我是很自豪的。
I am very proud of myself.
因为中国有非常好的山水。
Because China has very good mountains and rivers.
有非常好吃的美食。
There are very delicious foods.
尤其是美食。
Specialty food.
对吧
？Right.
无可争议。
Undoubtedly.
因为你在全世界行走。
Because you are walking around the world.
你就知道。
You know.
当然，别的地方也有很多很好吃的东西。
Of course, there are many other delicious things elsewhere.
但在中国真的很丰富。
But China is really rich. And
那为什么别人不愿意来呢？
Why don't they come?
这是一个我们值得思考的问题。
This is a question worth thinking about.
我希望看到这个视频的朋友都能思考一个问题。
I hope that everyone who watches this video can think about a question.
就是我们很多时候在同学聚会啊。
That's when we often gather with classmates.
同事聚会啊什么的。
Colleagues, gatherings, parties, etc.
包括亲戚的朋友聚会啊。
Including family and friends gatherings.
往往被一种社会的评价标准所裹挟。
Often bound by the evaluation standards of a society.
比如说谁是谁现在做到什么样的官阶。
For example, what position does someone hold now?
在公司做到什么样的位置。
What position did you hold in the company?
然后住多大的房子。
And what size of house to live in?
开什么样的车。
What kind of car to buy?
其实你想过没有
？Actually, have you ever thought about it?
这些都是社会给你的这个评价体系。
These are all the evaluation systems that society gives you.
我希望就是你可以开启另外一个维度。
I hope you can open another dimension.
就是你要聆听你自己的评价体系。
Listen to your own evaluation system.
你觉得你是什么样的评价体系
？What kind of evaluation system do you think you have？
就像我时常讲过一句话
，As I often say，
就是说，房子的背后是家嘛。
So basically, the house is behind a family，
对吧
？Right，
家的背后是生活。
Behind the house is life，
生活的背后是文化。
Behind life is culture。
不管你住多大房子
，No matter how big your house is，
你想过没有
？Do you ever think about it？
你在这样的房子里面
，You are in such a house。
你是有什么样的生活方式
？What is your lifestyle？
这个实际上比房子还要来得重要。
This is actually more important than the house itself。
所以一定要聆听你内心自己的标准。
Therefore, you must listen to your own standards.
因为每个人的内心的标准可能都不一样。
Because everyone's internal standard may be different.
有的人就是要赚钱。
Some people just want to make money.
对吧
？Right.
他为了钱。
He did it for money.
他可以一切都可以牺牲，家庭。
He can sacrifice everything for his family.
然后尊严
，then dignity，
甚至于人生的底线都不要了。
Even the bottom line of life is gone。
那有些人可能觉得他有足够的时间可以欣赏这种风景。
Some people might think he has enough time to enjoy this scenery。
旅行
，travel，
音乐，艺术
，music and art，
有时间读书。
Have time to read.
他觉得这就是他的成功。
He thought this was his success.
所以他宁愿在钱上面少赚一点。
So he's willing to make a little less money.
他可以有更多的自己的时间。
He can have more of his own time.
那还有一些人，他觉得帮助别人，对他来说有很大的满足感。
Some people feel that helping others brings them great satisfaction.
我觉得这也是一种成功。
I think this is also a success.
所以这个社会如果说能够有不同的成功。
So if this society can have different successes.
允许不同的成功。
Allow different successes.
或者说你自己能够接受自己有不一样的成功。
Or, in other words, you can accept that your success may be different from others.
那这个社会就会五彩斑斓。
Then this society will be colorful.
你看，这个西方社会把女性跟男性都分成非常非常多种。
I see that Western society divides men and women into very, very different
那我们现在这个社会可能更多的都倾向于要阿尔法。
Then our society may tend more toward alpha blue.
其实从男性的角度来说
Actually, from a male perspective,
有非常非常多种。
There are a lot of them.
那我希望这个社会能够变得丰富。
I hope that society can become more prosperous.
如果你想深入地探讨这个话题
If you want to delve deeper into this topic,
今天晚上可以来我的直播间。
Can you come to my live room tonight,